6:30 p.m. on January 8th, 2026. At 6:30, it is the regular meeting, the regular January meeting of the Derby Traffic Authority. I call the meeting to order and ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the flag.
States of America,
to the Republic,
which stands
indivisible,
justice for all,
liberty, justice for all.
Bob Leakley?
Here.
Loretta Sexton?
Here.
Linda Fusco, I'm here. We have a quorum. Any additions, deletions, and corrections? I have none.
Linda, I wanted to, or I wonder if I could put back in approving the maintenance raises, because I did get Miss Loretta the reviews. I know we pushed it like a meeting or two ago until I was able to get those to her.
Bob, did you have a chance to review the old stuff? I didn't, because I didn't.
You two have already seen them.
Oh, we have? Huh.
Yeah. Oh. And then I had to just get them to Miss Loretta.
All right. So I will add this under old business. It would be item number B.
Okay.
Can I have a motion, a second to my motion, please?
I'll second.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. So that will be item 70. Public, anyone here from the public who wishes? Anyone from the public who wishes to speak?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Palmer.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah, it's muffled on the other end. I wanted to just bring up, I've already spoken to one of you today, but there's an issue out here with motorbikes, and I know they passed some new law, something about motorbikes being on the road. And, you know, yesterday, there was an old man who comes every day, and he had a rollator, and he had to go the other direction longer to get to this woman's apartment. And it's a shame, because the motorbikes were in the way, and they were just parked on the sidewalk, and that's for people to walk on. There should be something done about that. And I also wanted to ask when we would have, if they're still coming, the radon people to do a retest, and if we would be given some notice about it, because, you know, sometimes it's hard. You want to be here. You don't want to have one day in advance, but I just wondered, because the secretary thought they were all done. So I wondered, are they or not, or are they coming around to retest?
Yeah, we're going to be discussing that under old business, so we can cover that for you when we get to that, if that's all right.
Okay.
Can I ask one question, Linda, before we move on?
Sure, go ahead.
Hi, Ms. Palmer, it's Khalid. The motorbikes, is that the neighbor that we were speaking of before? You don't have to
yes.
say the name, it's just or no. Okay, perfect. I'll give you a call tomorrow about that, all right?
Is that all right, Joyce?
I guess so.
Okay. Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Anyone else from the public wishing to speak? Hearing none. Approval of, we'll get down to the next item. Approval of the minutes, they are not there. Don't have them yet. Under old business, monthly update from Maria Stout, who is here. Maria.
Hi. We had the public hearing for any comments or suggestions on the five-year plan earlier today, and no one from the public attended, and we have not received any comments or suggestions from the publication that, you know, we did with the participants and with the general public. And then the civil rights certification for the annual plan was submitted. Thank you, Alec, for getting that done. into HUD's portal today. So we've completed that requirement. And then we received the utility allowance schedule that is effective for January 1. So we'll be working with those numbers and doing the recertifications for folks that had effective income changes for January. And we just got them, but we could do retroactive for January 1 recertifications. So, and for the most part, those utilities, all of them have gone down, those allowances. And the payment standards are in effect for January 1 as well. And they were set at 110% of the fair market rents. As far as the budget authority, we still do not have what that budget authority is. We're expecting that in May, hopefully sooner, but we don't anticipate knowing what the funding level is until the beginning of May. But we're still working with what we have, what HUD sends us on a monthly basis. And there's still some room for leasing up, so we will be going to the waiting list and offering vouchers as well for
Okay.
those on the waiting list.
Any questions, commissioners? Khalid?
I'm sorry.
Nope, no questions for me.
Oh, okay.
All right. I don't have Maria, anything else that you wanted to add?
No, that's all that I have to report. Thank you.
Thank you. Always thank you. Much appreciated.
All righty. Then if there's no other questions for me, I'll sign off.
All right.
Thank you,
Okay.
Maria.
Have a great night. Thank you
You
all.
too. Happy New
Bye-bye.
Year.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. Item B, update on radon asbestos remediation.
Yes. Hi, everyone. So all of our radon fan systems have officially been running for the recommended at least 7 days. The next step is to have what was this first? Brian, Linda, Brian Serwich. Yes, to have that, to have him and his crew come back out to do our retest to test our levels, which we are expecting, hopefully, for everything to be nice and low. They've been on since, for the at least for the required 7 days. We had Buck Electric did our hookups the week before and of Christmas. So, and then I believe this the step after that, because this entire project was started a couple of years ago so that we could get a different kind of funding for CC Manor, correct? So then we have to send the results back to CHFOT, and the ball's in their court, I believe.
Actually, to change, first of all, we need to see how many units we're going to be allowed to switch
Okay.
over. And they would go to Section 8.
To Section 8, okay.
Yes, because we get more money. So I guess it would be fair to start with Ramsey's
Yes.
and ask him if he has any idea what our how many we can flip
Okay.
and what the process is. The woman that I always worked with HUD is no longer there. Maria was just explaining to me Jennifer Gottlieb is not there. I don't know who our HUD representative is because she
Did you say Gottlieb, the Ms. Gottlieb isn't there?
she left.
Oh, when did that happen? That's the name I'm familiar with seeing.
We're not friends, so that's a good that's probably good for us.
We kind of mended fences, but
Not with me.
she
Well,
was
I
saying.
will certainly reach out and start buttering up our new whoever that is.
Please,
I don't
please do.
know who it was, but I guess when the government shut down and HUD was a part of that, then when it reopened, they let go a lot of staff or gave them the opportunity to leave early.
Interesting. Okay, well.
And that came from Maria. I didn't get any notification from
Me
anybody else.
neither. So maybe we'll get like a something by the end of this month with their with that information, because I haven't heard that.
I guess you can just call and ask.
Yeah,
You
I
know,
think I will.
whatever number you were using for her, you
Okay.
can explain, we didn't get notification, we don't know who to respond to, and we have some questions. We can ask
Perfect.
for a meeting, we can go up there too. We've done that before.
Okay.
Okay. So let's just go back to the rate on a little bit. So the process is going to be that at some point this gets shut off and they'll come and check, or do they check while the machine is still running?
I believe that the fans get shut off and then they come back and do the testing to see what the current levels of radon are now.
Okay. And
That is my
so
understanding.
they and then after that they just disconnect the fans and we don't ever test again.
That's what they explained to me.
I
It was
would
like
really
an
like that in
expensive
life.
experience, expensive mitigation, and then and so hopefully it works, because we spent a lot of money on those fans.
They can't buy them back as used, or take them back. What are we gonna
We
do with
will
them?
certainly be, I'm asking them that, because we don't need those systems after if our tests come back good.
Okay, and do we don't have any date for them to come back? And so they it's, let me just
No,
ask.
we don't have a current test date.
Okay, but they test them while they're shut off or while they're running.
I believe shut off.
Okay. All right. And so we don't have a date for them to come. So, Ms. Palmer, do you have any other questions about the process? They're going to shut them off. They're going to come. The company that did the radon testing, it will come out and test them. And we'll see what the numbers are after the
Yeah.
retest.
Ms. Palmer, you're on mute if you're trying to speak.
Ms. Palmer, can you hear me?
If she's trying to
She has
speak, she's
to,
on mute.
Joyce, if you could hear, you have to dial star six to unmute. Star six to unmute.
Okay,
Yep.
I think
Okay.
Yes, we
you're
can
on
hear you.
mute.
The question was, you asked me if I had a question, or say that again.
I said we just have discussed what the process is going to be, although we don't have a date for them to come in for the retest. So what's going to happen is that the fans are going to be shut off, and the company that did the original radon testing will come in and check the levels and see if they're above or below what they need to be. We don't have a date for
Right.
that yet. Do you have any other questions regarding that process?
No, I would just like to request that they would let me know what the results are anyway. I don't care what they are, because last time I got different numbers from different people, and I would like to know what my number is this time.
That's fine. That's fine. We'll give everybody their numbers up. There's nothing to hide here. But you said
Okay.
you want some advance notice. So how much in advance do you think is fair?
Well, I don't know, a few days anyway, you have to be here. They have to put the tech, the dish somewhere, wherever.
Okay, so
Medicare really shows the best.
Khalid, can we give 2 or 3 days notice?
Absolutely. As soon as I get a date, I'm going to do my usual phone blast situation. Everybody will know when they're coming out. I would also like to be on site that day. So, yeah, everybody will have plenty of time.
Okay. All right. Any questions or comments about that? Anybody?
No, it seemed.
No.
No.
I do believe we are finally at the tail end of this. This has been like
Yeah.
ongoing since I started. So I'll be very happy for this project to be completed personally.
So moving down to new business, there is none. So Khalid, then we go to the subsidized housing coordinator's report.
Before we move on, can we go to the old
Oh,
business
I'm
of
sorry.
it's
I'm
okay.
sorry. Any discussion about wanting to give raises? What were we talking about giving?
I think it was 75 to the cents to the maintenance men, pending all the commissioners getting the maintenance review. The only person who hadn't seen it was Miss Loretta. I got them to her earlier this week. So Yes, so I would like to know if you guys wanted to take a vote on that so I could put those through for them.
Any discussion?
No, I did. I remember seeing those from college. I'll make that motion that we implement those raises.
I second.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, Kelly.
Okay, hello, it's me again. Yeah. Hi, everyone. For the financial report of Derby Housing Authority, we are still working very hard with our new fee accountant, Marilyn. I have a long list of documents that I still have to get her as she's continuing our audit. I believe she's going back all the way to 2023. So we've been in contact with each other just this week. On Monday, she gave me, like I said, another list to get to her, working on that. We are also in contact with the auditors who are talking to the state, and we have an extension for our due date, which is very nice and understanding of them because 2023 was a long time ago, so she's going through a lot of paperwork. As for the elderly resident complexes, I wanted the board to be aware of two projects I see on our horizon that are big tickets. We already did patchwork for the Lakeview Apartments at Guardiano Terrace on the roof, and it was told to us at the time that that entire roof is going to have to be done because it's pretty old. So I believe that in the springish, if we, you know, depending on the weather, and depending on hopefully with this radon project operate tied up, we can address the roof at Lakeview Terrace. The other big ticket item is there are a lot of sagging and cracked sidewalks at the CC Manor property. And that's just, it's, some are much worse than others, and it's a little safety hazardy at some points. So I would like that to be addressed when it gets warm as well for the safety of our residents.
All right, you can start getting
quotes on that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I surely will. Also with our residents, I know I told you guys last month we were in the double digits of the vacancies. We had 7 move outs in the last 2 months. So that's really what crushed us. I ran a report for the year. So we have 13 vacancies. I went on one contractor walkthrough and I just got a completely exorbitant number. So I have another one scheduled for next week. Because our two maintenance guys, we're behind the eight ball. Like people are moving out faster than they can keep up with the turnaround. So hopefully I get a more reasonable quote for the next contractor walkthrough that I do. They're actually the people who did the patchwork on the roof. So we've already worked with them.
Good.
How many apartments do we have? We have 11?
Open?
Yeah.
13.
We have 13 vacancies. Yeah. So that's under 90%, which is not good.
No. What's the waiting list look like?
I have it right here. Current waiting list is down to 40, but we also have our intake that we have to add to this. So we've been open for the past couple of months, so we'll be adding our new numbers to that this month as well. So we'll have a different number at next meeting.
Thanks, Colin.
No problem. Miscellaneous. I don't really have anything miscellaneous. I wanted to make sure I told you guys about the two big projects and the vacancy. So I think that's it that I have. If anybody has any other questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Colin, you mentioned that the company, was that the one at,
yeah, the one you set me up with.
No, I know that. Yeah. That was ridiculous.
Yeah. It was a big number.
Yeah. That was, no, I mean the one, hopefully, we can work something out. Is that the one who did the work at, over at, oh God.
Which one? Lakeview, Guardiano?
Lakeview.
Yeah, they did the patchwork on the roof over there.
Oh, okay. All right.
So they're good and reliable, and yeah. Hopefully they have, you know, something where I can work with.
Yes, let's hope so. Then they get going.
Yeah, because, like, our wait list is ready to go. Like, we are, it's up to date. We have purge letters that have been sent out. The people on the list are responsive. So as soon as the units are ready, we'll be able to fill them. I'm positive.
Thank you.
No problem.
Any other questions or discussion for Khalid? All right. Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn at 6:51.
Okay.
I second.
Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you so much. It's
good night, everybody.
Have a nice night and happy New Year,
everyone.
Bye.